makes no difference where you at, what people you gather with, whether you're at home or at a different church, every service is different. Sometimes it gets high, and sometimes it's just a sweet, sweet spirit. And I appreciate the Lord and His goodness, appreciate the choir and the good songs they sung. I want you to turn with us this morning over to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And then I want you to turn with us over to Hebrews chapter 9. Chapter 1, I'll start at verse 1. And chapter 9, I'm going to start in verse 19. And I'll call it out again as we read it. It's been on our hearts since, I know, at least Friday or Saturday sometime, it just seemed like come on our heart and it just stayed there. And I really feel like this is what's needed for us this morning. If you would stand for the reading of God's Word, we'll try to read these few verses. We'll read the first few verses here of chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews. Chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And then I want to turn over to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 19. The book of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 19. The Bible said, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet and wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, and now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And I believe that be all that we read this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. Thank you, Lord, for Sunday school. We thank you, Lord, for the good singing. Thank you, Lord, for what we've been able to feel. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your people, Lord, and I thank you for this church. God, I truly pray, Lord, that you'd help those that's trying to stand for what's right and preaching the truth, singing the truth and living the truth. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage them and strengthen them in the day that we live. Lord, we seemingly see decay on every hand. People turning away from the Word of God. Lord, in every place it seems like. But Lord, I'm so thankful, Lord, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, but you'd go with us all the way. I pray, God, Lord, if there's one here today, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to say the words that you'd have for us to say. Lord, they'd be anointed afresh by the Holy Spirit and hearts would be touched. Lord, we'd see somebody walk the aisle this morning and make a profession of faith. God, I pray, Lord, if there's one here today that knows they've been saved, Lord, they're not where they need to be with you. Lord, they just need a touch from heaven. Lord, they need to get closer. Lord, maybe they need to repent for things that's going on in their lives. I pray, Lord, that they'd be stirred up and there'd be a drawing take place that would draw them to an altar of repentance. And again, I thank you, Lord, for being there for us. Thank you, Lord, for going to Calvary. Lord, being that sacrifice that took away our sins forever. And I'm so glad you loved us. I pray, Lord, we'd never forget, Lord, how much you loved us. I pray, God, Lord, today you'd help us, Lord, to show that in a message. Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll do our best to bind where the head, give the praise and honor and the glory for it all. For it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. I begin to ponder on this message being made so much better than the angels. We're talking about Christ here. And in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, he said, God, who at sundry times in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. We know Isaiah and Ezekiel and all these prophets had things to say. Hosea and Jonah and Micah had a word from the Lord to speak and to preach in times past and in sundry times, which means in different times and in different manners is what divers manners means. And he spake in times past, which means here in Hebrews, they're looking back to the way things was back in the Old Testament. But he said, hath in these days spoken unto us by his Son. I'm glad this morning that Jesus is speaking directly to us. Amen. We've got better things than they had in the Old Testament. I've heard a lot of people, I know the Old Testament's a schoolmaster. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know something. We've got better things in Jesus Christ than they ever had in the law, than they ever had through Moses, and they ever had through the prophets. Brother E.J., we've got Jesus himself. Amen. I begin to think about, as we was pondering on these things, how that it seemingly the world thinks, and it seems like it's what a lot of people think, that they can live a better life by not being a Christian. They can go and do what they want to do. They can carry on their life the way they'd like to. If they're not happy about it, they can just change. Brother Matter, where maybe their life would get better. But I'm here to declare by the word of God, there's not a better life than a Christian life. I'm glad I'm saved. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm going to church and was raised in the house of the Lord. I'm glad we have the law and the word of God. But thank be to God this morning. I'm glad we've got grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother, I want you to know something this morning. Had it not been for Jesus Christ, we'd all be without hope. Amen. Amen. Old Paul said, when he was talking to the Hebrews, he said, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. I want you to know he owns it all. Amen. He owns the courtrooms that they're rolling the Ten Commandments out of. He owns the land where the Supreme Court had their vote at. Brother E.J., I was reminded over there when they wanted a man or somebody to be over them, a king if you'd have it. And Samuel went to the Lord. And the Lord said, Samuel, they've not rejected you, but they're rejected me, and I'm going to give them what they want. Friend, if we ain't careful, God will give us exactly what we want. Amen. But he's got better things for us. Amen. Oh, The book of Hebrews is always talking about better things. You know what I thought about this morning? Brother Matt, I got better friends than the world does. Amen. I tell you what, it don't matter if you get a loud amen or not. You might not have a bunch of friends, I don't know. But if you don't, if you'd show yourself friendly, you would have a lot of friends. Amen. I got better friends than the world's got. Amen. Every time somebody says they're my friend in the world, if I ain't careful, they just want me for something. Amen. I believe we just keep on and keeping on. There was a young boy in our job, Brother Madden, I felt like I was having an impact on him. And he started struggling a little bit. Most of them, I knew what they was doing with their money, but I felt like that he was doing good, trying and everything. But then one Friday I called Amanda, and I said, I'm on my way to the house, and I said, I want you to pull out a couple $100 bills. I said, I'll tell you why later. And I let him borrow $200. Brother Tony, that's not nothing compared to what God's done for me, but it's what God had placed on my heart. It wasn't long after that I found out he was in drugs, and he hadn't called his daddy. He didn't even call his daddy on Father's Day. But I'm going to tell you something, his daddy still says, Brother Jeff, you pray for him. And I said, I am. You know what he said the other day? Praise the Lord, Brother Brandon. He said, you're going to be the first one I call when he calls me. Amen. We need to make a difference in people's lives. We've got something better than what the world's got. Amen. Don't sound like we got something better this morning, but we do. I'll tell you what I've said a lot of times. I'm going to say it again this morning. You don't think we have good meetings here, you just go find you a place. Amen. I've been in revival 3 weeks out of the last seven. Got another one coming up. Two or three of them had 8 and 10 people in them, 15 people. I looked around one night, we had 30-something people. Patsy was there, Tom was there, my mom was there, my wife and my children. Half the crowd was us. And it ain't because the church is dried up or the preacher or the evangelist. Brother, it's because the world and things are getting bad and people's getting discouraged and people's quitting on the Lord. You remember when the Lord asked Peter, he said, will you also go away? Peter said, where are we going to go, Lord? You got the words to eternal life. Amen. Where are we going to go and find anything better than what Jesus has offered? Oh, people will talk about Moses. Amen. And I know Moses was a good man. Brother Matter, he was a good man. But I'm going to tell you something, we got somebody better than Moses. Amen. I know Moses got to see God, his hinder parts. But don't forget, he had to get in the cleft of the rock today. Amen. 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 Especially, I tell you what I believe that was. If you want to see God, you're going to have to back up and find a crack somewhere and get into Jesus. He is that rock. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. He's the building. He's everything, brother. And there's nothing better than Jesus. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I don't like to compare. Sometimes I say, this church is having better meetings than this church. Because I'm going to tell you something the Lord said. If two or three were gathered in my name, and I'll just be honest with you, down there in that meeting where it was just about 30 of us, I seen people crying. Crowd picked up every night, more people was coming. And the pastor, he told me, he said, Brother Jeff, You might not think that much was going on. He said there was people here every night in revival. It's never come to revival here in this church since I've been the pastor. Now that might not mean nothing to you. I believe it will. But it means things was getting better. Amen. How does a church get better? How does a family get better? How does a friendship get better? How does a job get better? Put Jesus in it. And brother, it'll get better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I couldn't even remember all these. And I'm fixing to be done. But I want you to know we got a better sacrifice this morning. Yes, we do. Every year they had to go in and offer a sacrifice for the people. Then they had to wait another year, Brother Matt, until it rolled around. Brother Brandon, whatever it is that you've been doing, it was in the law. You might as well keep your seat tonight, because if the sacrifice was last week, you got 51 more weeks to deal with whatever you did wrong. But Christ removed that veil. Praise the Lord. That we could go in and out to Him. And now we don't need a man to go in. And we don't need blood of bulls and goats. And we don't have to wait for a year to go by. All we got to do has come to Jesus. He made a better way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to tell you something. This is what was on my heart this week. Everybody thinks when they get saved they got to give up stuff. That's usually what you hear. Well, if you think I'm going to give up drinking, preacher, you got another thing coming. Amen. The Lord let me use something this week, praise the Lord. I don't like it being hot, Brother Brandon. And that day it got 98 degrees. And I was down there in that ditch for almost 14 hours. And I wasn't here Wednesday night. I about quit. Not because I was hot and not because I was tired. But when 7:14 got to rolling around, I said, bless God, this ain't where God intended me to be, in a ditch. I'm supposed to be behind a pulpit. Amen. There's better things in this world than what the world has to offer. Amen. One of them old boys that I've been working with, Brother Brandon, here lately, they pop off, they don't think nothing about it. He said, well, you keep praying for me, preacher, but I know I'm going to hell. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But when it got 98 degrees, he was a huffing and puffing. Woo, I can't hardly handle this. And I said, you might want to rethink where you're going. It's going to be worse than 98 degrees. Hey, man, if you can't handle it, when it gets hot, brother, Jesus has got a better place that you can go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to go to hell. Amen. Jesus died so that you could go to heaven. Listen to this. And I'm done. I don't normally write down stuff like this, but I couldn't remember that. I don't think there's nobody in here could. If you could, I'd let you memorize it and read it. Amen. But listen to this. And then I'm done. In chapter 1, we find the sonship is better than angels. In chapter 2, dominion through a better gospel. Chapter 3, we had a better builder and a better house. Chapter 4, we have a better Sabbath and a better high priest. Chapter 5, we got a better priesthood. In chapter 6, we leave the basic principles and go on to better promises. Amen. We can go on and on and on. Listen, he said a better testament, a better tabernacle, a better covenant, a better blood, a better sacrifice, a better holies of holies, a better day, a new and living way, through a better veil, a better faith. Amen. I ain't even got all of them yet. Praise the Lord. My marriage is better. My children's better. This church is better. That book's better. Everything that has something to do with Jesus is better. Amen. Because He's in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't gonna, if you're saved, you're not going to get a hold of anything better. I like this. People stands up and try to start telling about the Lord saving them. And that says the best thing ever happened to me. I'm going to try to remember this. Next time I testify, I'm going to say, it's better than everything else. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's real, Brother Matt. I'm glad I can feel it. I'm glad it's better. Amen. Amen. Being in a spiritual meeting is better than being a dead one. Can I get amen? Having a good choir is better than not having a choir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if there'll be a place to find a place to stop or not, but we look at our life and we complain. You better think how worse it'd be if Jesus wasn't in it. Where would your family be without Jesus? Where would your marriage be without Jesus? Where would this church be without this book? I tell you what Paul said. He said, if Christ hadn't come and died, he said, our preaching would be in vain. You know what he's pretty much saying? And I'm just fixing to give it to you in the Marietta translation. Everybody gets there and opens their Bible and gets ready. And if Paul's here today, he'd say, well, you can go home. There's no reason in preaching. Because without Jesus, I ain't got no better things to tell you about. There's not a better way. There's not a better place. There's not a better sacrifice. We're all doomed to go to hell. We don't have hope. But we got a better hope, don't we? Amen. Abraham seen it afar off. Amen. And some of the other ones got close enough to see it. That Brother Mallory. But when we get a hold of something that's better, we know it. Amen. I like it. I want to come give her a song. I'm about done. I like it when somebody gets them a new truck. And they say, boy, I really like this truck. It's better than the old one I had. You need to try this pie, boy. It's better than anything you've ever ate. We use that word better a lot, don't we? Boy, my garden's doing better this year than it's ever done. Praise the Lord. My wife looking better today than she was the day I married her. Praise God. Praise God. Because I'm looking down on the inside, yeah, Brother Tony. The outside. Yeah. A few years from now, I might not have no hair like you. I might have glasses. But if I got Jesus, I'd be better off than a handful of hair on my way to hell. Amen. Quit looking at the outside and realize what you got on the inside. Amen. You know what the Bible said? Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. This is fixing to get on to all of us. It's amazing how much we'll tell everybody how bad things is going when they ain't going good. But we forget to tell them how good things are going on the inside that's better than what's going on the outside. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Last week, some of you might not know this. The week before. Had three vehicles go down, Brother Brandon. Had to call and borrow the church van just to go to revival. And I'll just be honest with you. I was riding revival. And old devil, he just about had me whooped, Brother Matt. I was thinking, this is ridiculous, Lord. I'm trying to go preach. And they even come over here to borrow the van wouldn't crank. And I think I shared this at other service. Some of you might not have been here. Don tried and tried and tried. I've seen Brandon crank it after a few times. I've seen Don. Me and Ryan's been here. And after a few times, I started praying. I said, Lord, if this thing don't crank it next time, I'm not going. The revival, if you want me to go, this thing needs to crank up. It's time to be pulling out of here. And all of a sudden, that thing, whoom, fired up. And on the way down there, I was almost 20 minutes late, revival. Brother man, it's hard to come in almost and the singing's over and walk right in the pulpit and preach. But I tell you, God had a reason for me to be hindered on that, because I preached on hindrances. And out of all five nights, maybe one person come here and there. But on that night, the whole house just about come. Altars full everywhere. And I thought, yo devil, you tried to hinder me. No, you devils give me a better message. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't look at the bad things. Look for something better. Amen. Don't tell your neighbors and everybody how tough things is going. We do that so much, don't we? I'd have to say I'm guilty. Neighbor come over. Yeah, all cars is tore up. Water lines messed up. This is happening, that's happening. We need to add in there. Praise the Lord, I got a better friend that goes through it with me. I don't try to mention these things all the time, but I'll tell you something. I believe when Don and them sitting up there with Blake at the hospital, I believe things turned out better because they had Jesus with them than it would have been if they'd been up there without Jesus. I couldn't imagine going through some of that Brandon was going through and Ty was going through and Stacy was going through. They've been going through with Auburn. But you know, things is going better when Jesus gets involved. Brother EJ, sometimes you've asked prayer requests for certain things. It's on your heart, brother. And I know where you're coming from. But I'll tell you something, ain't nothing better than Jesus. We got somebody we can talk to when things get down. And I'm telling you something. When we hit our lowest lows, He said, I must decrease, that He must increase. Sometimes He tries to bring us down and get us to a place we'll realize it ain't about the things in this world. We've got a better place going than I'm going to. Amen. And I got somebody that loves me better than anybody in this world. Amen. Don't forget, Jesus loves you. Amen. What could be better than that? I want us to rise to our feet and I want to ask you a question. I want you to be honest with yourself. When you look at your life, do you really feel like things is better off? Do you? I don't like eating raw eggs. If you do, don't tell me. I've seen people drink them, turn them up. It about makes me sick to watch somebody do it, let alone try to do it. And there's been a few times the biscuits didn't get quite done. They're still soft. And I like biscuits, but I don't like flour if it ain't done.
Man, bless you, Lord.
I've never tried none yet that I wasn't at least cooked some, Brother Malley. And I don't like olive oil. By itself. I'll use it anoint with, but I ain't going to drink none of it. Amen. Pepper is awful by itself. Salt, it's good. That's all I say is good. I think it's one of them things the Lord looked across and He said everything was good. And He said, that's good. And then He looked at me and He said, that's very good. And you know, He said, we're the salt of the earth. I think salt's very good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Makes everything better, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
But I tell you something, I like cake. You got to put them raw eggs in there. Brother DB, you got to put the flour in there. You got to put that mixture and everything in there. That mixture smells good, but if you don't believe your preacher, go home and try. Eat some of that mixture without mixing everything else. Just stick it in your mouth and try to eat it. And I'm going to tell you something, I've ate icing straight out of can before. Now, I'm an icing man. Some of these ladies in here, we have any kind of party, any kind of dinner. I think Alicia's done. Almost every woman in here has done it. Here comes the preacher. They say, you want one of the ones on the outside that's got all the icing? I say, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's much icing. The corner piece would be good, so it's got the two outside pieces. If somebody would leave it. You know, I like icing. But as much as I like icing, and icing is good out of the can, Brother DB. It's better on a cake. Better than got some substance underneath and put it with it. I said all that to say this. You know, we can look at things in this world and say, boy, he's got a better truck. He's got a better house. Seem like his life's better. He's got a better job. But, you know, in all them betters that I read, they was never talking about trucks or boats or jobs. They was talking about eternal things. Talking about heaven, home, sacrifice, a friend, our builder, our savior, the way he made that we could get out of this world. It's better. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to get to realizing that we're better off than some people. As a weak amen, I said we're better off than some people. We don't need to forget it. Anything you got's because Jesus has let you have it. And He's got the right to take it away, whether it be your wife, husband, your children, your home, your cars. He's given it all to you and He can take it away. But you know what Job said? In just a nutshell, and I'll be done. I could almost, when he done lost it all. She said, "Won't you just curse God and die?" He's like, "No, he left the better stuff. He lost his house, he lost his kids, he lost his health, he lost everything else, but he still had Jesus. He still had God." And you know what he said? He said, "Just hide me in the grave till my Redeemer comes." Because you know what he said, Brother Tony? He said, "Because I know my Redeemer liveth." And I'm going to tell you something. I know my Savior's alive this morning. And I'm better off because He is. I want Him to